Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I am the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast Mississippi Community College. And what a show we have for you this week. And we tip it off with our men's basketball coach here at Northeast, Cord Wright. And first of all, Cord, appreciate your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Will. Glad to be here.
Well, before we talk about this year's team, I've got to ask you about a trio of your former players. It had to have been a thrill for you and your assistant coach Kyle Morris on Friday to sit back and watch not one, not two, but three of your former players taking part in arguably one of the top sporting events in all of sports, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it was a real neat experience. Just the whole process of it, really leading up to it was exciting. With Shaq being at Murray State and Sean being at New Mexico State, they both had to win their conference tournaments. So watching that develop was an exciting time for us, and we were playing at the time as well. So we were kind of engaged in a lot of different things through Twitter and social media, and that time was fun. And then Wesley was a little different because being at West Virginia, they kind of knew they were going to get in probably back in, January and February. But the whole process leading up to it was exciting. And then Selection Sunday brought a little new element to it, just knowing that you had some guys that you had coached and recruited and had a great relationship with that were going into it. So there was some thrill there. And then it topped it all off when they all end up in the same region and two of them went up against playing against each other. So just kind of, put everything together and put the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it was crazy that all three went to San Diego, and I got a kick out of your wife Kelly on social media. Of course, we're all about some social media here at Northeast, and she was even lobbying for a trip out west to San Diego because it would have been a pretty neat experience, no doubt.
No, it would have been awesome, and yeah, she was all about it. As soon as it came out, she texted me and said, "We're going to San Diego," and I told her, first of all, I don't know about we, if anything, I'm going to try to swing this deal, but obviously the prices and the timing and everything else were a little bit higher than we would have liked, but that's the beauty of television, and now with all these high-def TVs, man, I felt like I was there anyway, so it was a great time.
No question about that. Technology definitely on our side. Well, Wesley Harris and his West Virginia teammates, they were able to avoid the upset bug, so they'll be advancing, so you'll get a chance to see them, and I know Wesley was injured Sunday night in their game in the second round against Marshall. You reached out. You've talked to him. Hopefully he'll be okay for Thursday.
Yeah, I think just a concussion, and he'll go through the protocol, I'm sure, through all the week. And he acted like he was going to be okay, but you never know how those things can develop. So hopefully, I would think they probably play Friday. Hopefully
okay.
He's cleared to play by then. He started for them all year, so he's an intricate part in what they're doing. And I know at this time of the year, you need all your bullets in your gun, so hopefully he'll be ready to roll.
Well, that sounds good. Now, those are three former Northeast Tigers playing in the NCAA tournament, at least one still playing in the Sweet 16, Wesley Harris at West Virginia. But let's talk about this team that just completed its season. You finished 19-8. You made it all the way to the semifinals of the Region 23 event at Mississippi College. Your takeaway of what you saw from this year's team?
Well, it was kind of looked at it in two different ways. Number one, I thought right when the season ended, obviously we were disappointed. Fell a little short, both state and region. And even looking back, fell a little short of our goals of the North Division. So the first reaction was a little bit upset. But as we took a step back over the spring break and kind of reevaluated some things, all in all, pretty pleased. I thought, 19 wins with the amount of transition that we had with players coming in and players leaving. We were able to kind of keep it at a winning level. And then late in the year, we had some injuries. Obviously, with Bryce Smith going down in the state tournament really hurt us. He's having a great year. And just, like I told somebody, even with his size, whether he had a good game or bad game, he was a matchup for somebody, and he could defend. And, I knew going in the region tournament we'd have our hands full. Pearl River and Holmes are playing really well. I felt good in our first-round matchup without Bryce because of the way the game was going to go. I knew going into the semifinals, and even if we were lucky to get to the finals without him, it was going to be a tough hill. But I give our guys credit. They competed. We stayed with it. Game got a little bit away from us, but we battled back in it. And, it's kind of probably a symbol of our season, how that last game went. Our guys can't scrap till the end, and I applaud them for, doing what they did. And, like I said, looking back, all in all, it probably was a successful season.
Well, and you're right. They did. They hung in there and fought back into that semifinal game against Pearl River. Ended up being a three-possession game there at the end. Well, let's look ahead to next year. I know you lose some key parts from this year's team. You and Kyle have been out there recruiting nonstop to try to fill in those gaps. You've got what you've got coming back from this year's team, and plus you got some incoming, hopefully some impact players coming in that'll wear the black and gold next year.
Yeah, we're off to a good start. I think we got a good core of guys coming back. A lot of freshmen played and started a significant minutes for us this year. So, you know, we won't be thrown to the wolves with no experience coming back. You know, Denzel McDuffie, leading scorer, will be back. Quante Bell was right around 9, 10 a game. Felix Hayes came along late. And then other guys that played and had some experience. So we'll be fine in that regards. We've already signed three kids and looking to sign probably 3 to 4 more Mississippi kids, and then 2 more out-of-staters. So we're looking at about another 5 to 6 guys. It's like every year. You're in that 7 to 8 range of turnover. But like where we're at with the kids we're recruiting, the next 2 weeks will be big to tell us kind of how we finish up.
Well, that sounds great. We'll be monitoring that as well. And, Cord, can't thank you enough for your time. Really appreciate your leadership with your program here at Northeast, and all the best wrapping up this recruiting season.
I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Tony Finch. He is the Vice President of Public Information here at Northeast. And first of all, Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Of course, all the time we're talking on Tiger Talk about all the great happenings here at Northeast. And that keeps you guys quite busy in your department, because you've got to crank out all of these releases and stories on all these great happenings.
Well, you're right, it does. And now there's so many different ways that we can cover the different things that are going on here at Northeast. You mentioned press releases, and we like to attach photos with those. But now there's social media. We have an opportunity to send photos out that way, and video as well. So we have 4 people in our department, and it takes all 4 of us to keep up with all the good things that are going on.
Great segue into talking about this 4-person department. You all have your special roles. It's turned into quite a well-oiled machine over there in public information.
Well, thank you, Will. Recently, we've hired a graphic artist, Raleigh Downs. She does an outstanding job with that. When you see our print ads in the newspaper or on the electronic billboards in Corinth or on social media, all of those graphics are created right there by Raleigh Downs in the public information office. She's awesome. Blake Lone is our sports information director, and he does a fantastic job covering all of the sports activities, the varsity sports activities going on here. He'll be doing baseball and softball, so it keeps him pretty busy. And then we have Michael Miller, who is here today, helping out on the podcast, and he is multi-talented. He's sort of the glue that holds it all together. He's our ace photographer. He's a great writer, and does a lot of different things for us. He can even fix our computers when they go wrong, and we need him in a pinch. So, and, you know, with the exception, Michael and I have been together for a long time, so we work very, very well together, and Raleigh and Blake have come on board, and they fit right in, and we've got, like you said, a pretty well-oiled machine.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael does, he's definitely the straw that stirs our drink here with this Tiger Talk podcast every week, works tirelessly behind the scenes. Of course, you're not counting yourself. You've got quite a bit on your plate, partner.
Well, you know, I look at myself as the guy that goes to all the meetings. You know, I go to all the meetings. They don't have to do that. I go to the meetings. I get all the information about the good things that are going on, and then I come back, and we try to get together once a week just there in our office and decide, you know, how we're going to cover those things for the best benefit of the college.
Well, you've been a part of this Northeast family. This is your 30th year employed here at Northeast, not counting, of course, your 2 years you were a student here, but it's a family affair. Your dad went here. You and your sister went to Northeast as well. Your wife, even your daughter. So you guys have seen it firsthand how this institution has grown into one of the premier community colleges, not only in Mississippi, but all over the country.
We certainly have. You know, I just look at it as growing up here. I feel like I grew up at Northeast. We moved to Boonville when I was 3 or 4 years old, and, you know, some of my earliest memories are going to football and basketball games and seeing the Tigers play, and even the Blue Devils play down at Tiger Stadium. So yeah, you know, Northeast has been a part of my life for as far back as I can remember, but you're right, you know, Dad went here, and most of the family really has gone here at some point, and So we're Tigers through and through, that's for sure.
No doubt. He bleeds the black and gold. I can guarantee that. Well, let's talk about this iPad initiative. It's one of the major headlines, I guess, looking back here at the legacy of Northeast Community College. It's huge on so many different levels. I know you had a nice feature on all the savings in the classroom for our students and their family, and that's game-changing. We just talked about your daughter coming to school here, and, of course, Jackson, your son, is a junior. He probably most likely will spend a little time here at Northeast as well. That's just gigantic news.
Well, it certainly is, and, Emily was here 2013 through 15, and that hasn't been that long ago, and she had all traditional textbooks. So from that point to where we are today here in 2018, we have made great strides in helping our students out with the cost of coming to college by making almost all of their textbooks available right there on their iPad. It's an awesome thing.
It really is, at a fraction of the cost, which is always good news for the families as well. Tony, appreciate your time. Keep up the wonderful work, and thanks for sharing some of your team to help us each week on this Tiger Talk podcast.
Well, Will, there's no question that we can't do without Michael, for sure, and I know you're getting to where you have a hard time doing these podcasts without him, too. So, we're proud to be able to help out any way we can. We appreciate you having us both.
My next guest is my cohort in the Marketing and Community Relations Department, Kenny Paulgino. KP, as always, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here after that fresh week off.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Got a little hunting in, a little fishing, while you're hanging out in Nashville, so.
Well, I tell you what, it was good to get away, recharge the batteries, and you were back at it recruiting this morning at one of the county schools, Jumpertown. You just got back on campus. You're enjoying getting out there and seeing some prospective Northeast students all around the Northeast area.
Yeah, it's great to go to around the district with Rebecca and Beth downstairs and recruiting, and just, see some familiar faces, some new faces, and recruit and tell about, our great college.
Well, we do have a lot going on, of course, number 23 in the nation, according to College Choice. I mean, we got 1,500 community colleges in the nation, and they've got Northeast 23rd best in the entire country. That's pretty strong.
Pretty strong. Not only do we have, great faculty and staff, but it's students. And it's this district, Northeast Mississippi, and, campus is looking better and better each day with all the new sidewalk around the football stadium is done now with the lights, and that looks unbelievable. So it made it look a lot better, which we got the lights down the boulevard now, and it just looks better. It's going to look pretty when spring comes around, the real spring. I'm saying here it is, it's 32 degrees one morning, 100 the next day, but the flowers will be blooming, so it'll be looking good.
Well, speaking of spring, we've got spring sports, trying to get as many games in as possible. I know the baseball Tigers, they coming off a nice split against nationally ranked Hines, so they'll be on the road this week.
Yeah, they'll be on the road. That was a big matchup. I actually got to watch a little bit of that. They came back in the second game to win, to split. And as you said, Hines has always been good from, growing up here in Boonville. I've always known Hines has been a really good baseball school, so That was a big win.
They're supposed to be playing Mississippi Delta tomorrow. Whether it's in Moorhead, there's been some talk to maybe switching that game to the turf at Smith-Wills Stadium there in Jackson. We'll keep an eye out for that. And now softball also on the road coming up. Boy, they had a home game against the second-ranked team in the country, Des Moines Area Community College out of Iowa. And, boy, they had so close to knocking off the second-ranked team in the country for Jody Long and his Lady Tigers.
They're starting to play and look better and better each game. So that was a big deal for them to, knowing that second-ranked team coming in and playing really well against them. They'll play at Dyersburg the 21st, and then their next home game will be a big one, Jones County, the 23rd. Jones County is always a very, very good team here in softball in the state.
So we'll keep an eye out for that, and that's a good point. We talked about Northeast baseball on the road at Mississippi Delta tomorrow. They'll be hosting Pearl River on the 24th, so that'll be a big doubleheader starting at 1 o'clock at City Park.
Yeah. Try to come out. Hopefully that'll be a pretty day. I feel like it's rained 100 inches of rain the past month and a half. I've lived here my whole life. I haven't seen it rain this much ever. But hopefully they can get that game in, be a pretty day, and come out and support them. As obviously, but we forgot to state that was the first conference game. Softball started a little earlier, so good start for baseball, 1-1.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, no need to worry about Mother Nature when it comes to some of the different, of course, our career in tech, a lot of our continuing ed courses. Charlotte Tennyson wanted to bring it to our attention. We got a big deal coming up.
Yes, we have the Red Cross Certification Lifeguard Training Class. It's here at Northeast at the Aquatic Center. It's the 18th through the 21st, May 18th through the 21st. The deadline to apply is May 11th. There will be a 10-person limit on the class. It's $250 for a new certification and $125 for reclassification. So the times for the classes are scheduled May 18th. That's a Sunday. That's 4 to 6. May 19th, a Monday. That's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. May 20th, a Tuesday. It's 2 to 5 p.m. And Wednesday, the 21st, 5 p.m. until whenever you get done. So I know being from Boonville, a lot of my friends did that and actually was a lifeguard. And it's a pretty good job for the summer, you know, especially if you're either go to Northeast or live around the area and you want to have like a little June, July job. A lot of people come to the Northeast pool during the summer to swim and, you know, they got to have lifeguards. So if you want a pretty good job, make some pay, there you go.
That sounds good. Now, last but certainly not least, we got a couple of huge science fairs coming up here at Northeast Mississippi Community College.
Yes, so we have the science fair, which will be in the BAC, Bonner Arnold Coliseum, the gym. The lower level, which I think it's first grade through sixth grade. I know it goes through sixth grade. That's the 23rd, so that'll be actually this Friday in the gym. And then the 27th is the upper level, and I think that's 7th, 8th in high school, and that will be in the gym the 27th, so that's the next Tuesday.
Well, what a great opportunity to have all these students experience Northeast firsthand. Good recruiting tool. I know they'll have a great time here competing against each other.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kenny Paul, appreciate your time, as always.
Go Tigers.
Our next guest on Tiger Talk is Brian Mitchell. He's the director of bands here at Northeast, and of course, he's in charge of that award-winning show band from Tigerland. And as always, Brian, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again. This is great.
Well, even though you're not on each week, we still hear your band. I mean, we've got the Tiger Rag at the beginning and at the end of every Tiger Talk. I can't think of a better way to start and to wrap up Tiger Talk. You guys are so good.
Well, thank you so much. The kids work really hard, man. I appreciate it.
I tell you what, and to be honest with you, if we can just be full disclosure right now, I'm having withdrawal symptoms. I'm missing my Tiger Rag right now. Now that basketball season is over and football, I mean, I'm going to YouTube.
Oh, I love it, man. I've been out recruiting and getting all the new recruits in, and they've all gotten me hyped for next year. Like, I'm already ready for the next marching season.
Well,
it's great.
Well, I'm ready for it as well. And we got a big event coming up this Friday at the Bonner Arnold Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Once again, we'll be hosting the Northeast Mississippi Indoor Championship. Tell us a little bit about what will be taking place and maybe some of the schools and how many groups we'll have converging here on the Northeast campus.
All right, so the reason why we do winter guard and indoor drumline in the spring is, of course, with band, after marching season, we have the concert season. Well, those students that use those instruments or have that skill set, they don't get to do anything during the concert season. So it was decided that we would start a winter guard and an indoor percussion group to keep the skills up for those students. So they participate in that and also the spring concert things for their band programs. Oh. So what we'll have, we're going to have indoor groups. I think we have 7 that signed up with the indoor groups, with the percussion indoor groups. You have a standstill group, and they basically do just music. It's ensembles, everything like that. And then the other groups that you have also march, do a full show as they play and everything like that. And with the guard groups, they all march and perform, you know, on their instruments as well. And they'll have flags, sabers, rifles, all the good stuff.
Wow. That's going to be impressive. And we're talking about, I think, 24 different groups, you were saying, that will be here on the Northeast campus.
That's right. It's 24 separate groups, plus our own Tiger Winter Guard that's going to do exhibition at the end of the show. And so some of the schools have 2 or 3 groups. You know, they might bring a percussion group and 2 guards or something like that. So it's great.
I'll tell you what, it's always great to have all these different schools come to campus. And it's always mm-hmm. nice for you guys to show off what you've got going on here at Northeast. I mean, you've won the state championship The Mississippi Indoor Association Championship, 6 of the last 7 years, and that 1 year you didn't win it, you were runner-up.
That's right. That's right. We're very proud of our program that we have here. Dr. Langley does a fantastic job with that group, so very proud of them. They work very hard.
Well, and you've got the big event coming up this Friday, mm-hmm. but then the band showcase is coming up on Thursday, April the 12th. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so what I've started with the band showcase, instead of just doing a spring concert where we do the symphonic band and the concert band, a lot of folks just don't know what all we have going on in the spring semester. So we do everything that we have going on in the spring semester. So it'll be the symphonic band, which I conduct, the concert band, which Dr. Bechtel conducts. We'll have the jazz band. We'll also have our palm squad, and we'll also have our winter guard that's going to perform. So it'll be almost like you're going to the movies. It'll be about an hour and a half, maybe close to 2 hours, but we're going to get all the groups in there and show everybody what the students are doing.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And there are a lot of people that do wonder, to be honest with you, Brian, is, okay, football season, man, we hear that, of course, we see the show band from Tigerland, the football games, and then basketball. Uh-huh. And what happens in the spring? Well, all of this is happening in the spring, isn't it?
That's right. The students are doing a lot. Besides from going to class and just doing symphonic band or concert band, they're doing a lot.
No question. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, right after the showcase is over, I guess you get a day to catch your breath, and then we have tryouts for next year.
That's right. Getting ready for that fall semester, you know, with the football season. So on the 14th and the 21st, we're going to have auditions for our Tiger dance line, have auditions for the Tiger guard line. On the 14th, we're also going to have our drum major auditions and our twirler auditions.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, mm-hmm. We went through a lot of information in a short period of time. What if someone has a question, interested in being a part of this award-winning band of yours? What's the best way that they can reach out to you?
All right, the easiest way is probably going to be to email me, bpmitchell@nemcc.edu, or you can give me a phone call in the office, 662-720-7257. Those are going to be the best ways, and I'll try to get you any information that you need.
That sounds wonderful. I cannot thank you enough for your time. I know you're running in 90 different directions getting ready for this Friday, but really appreciate your time, and just keep up the wonderful work, okay?
Hey, same to you. This is a wonderful thing. You got this Tiger Talk going on, so well, good for you, man.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. And with that, we will wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. So for Cord Wright, Tony Finch, Kenny Paulgino, and, of course, for Brian Mitchell himself, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. A special thanks. Gosh, we're so appreciative of the behind-the-scenes work that Michael Miller and mm-hmm. Jeffrey Pyle do each week to get us on the air. Yeah. So we thank you for listening. And until next week, enjoy. And this has been Tiger Talk.